Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper in Baghdad. Welcome to the podcast. Militants claim another big prize, and the White House weighs the military options. Let's get started. Long live ISIS, these Sunni militants chant on the streets of Beji today. They're now in control of this city and at least part of its massive oil refinery. Black smoke fills the air as militants are said to have set fires to at least five oil storage tanks. Witnesses say clashes are still ongoing at this, Iraq's largest refinery. The loss of the Beji refinery is going to be a big blow for the government here in Baghdad. It's one of just three refineries in the country, and its entire output is used within Iraq. It's used for domestic consumption. So that means that there's going to be longer lines at gas stations in Baghdad as people try to fill up their cars, and there's just not as much gasoline to be had. Already, power, electricity is intermittent in the capital. You don't get it for 24 hours a day. You can hear that humming sound, that buzzing. Those are generators used in businesses and in private homes. But most people can't afford to run a generator for several hours every day. So the loss of that refinery is going to mean longer blackout periods for many families. The fighting comes as Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today promised a counteroffensive, saying Iraqi forces will strike back at ISIS and promising to, quote, teach them a lesson after suffering humiliating defeats last week. Iraqi military officials say they have retaken the border town of Tal Afar in the northwest of the country. CNN has not independently verified the government's claim. Tonight, a Maliki spokesman also announced investigations into some 59 high-level Iraqi police and military officials for allegedly abandoning their posts. If found guilty, they could be executed. Meanwhile, Kurdish Peshmerga forces pushed back Sunni militants from the outskirts of Kirkuk today, further strengthening their hold on the city. Kurdish forces took control of Kirkuk, a coveted center for oil production, last week. And Iran weighed in, too. The leader of the Shia nation warning Sunni extremists in Iraq that his country is prepared to protect Shia shrines in Iraq at all costs. These terrorist groups and those supporting them, whether in the region or across the world, are nothing against the will of the great nation of Iraq, he says, and the Muslim nation of this land will put them back where they belong. The announcement comes after the head of Iran's elite paramilitary Quds force met with Iraqi officials in Baghdad over the weekend to help the government coordinate a response. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister in turn said his country opposed any foreign intervention and interference in Iraq, a statement widely believed to be directed specifically at Iran. Well, the big question tonight, though, concerns how much and what kind of American military involvement, if any at all. Now, the only thing the White House has ruled out is sending combat forces back into Iraq. For a look at the extent of planning for all the other options, we're joined now by Chief National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto, also retired Army Major General and CNN military analyst James Spider Marks. Jim, let me start off with you. This phone call that we just learned about between Joseph Biden, the Vice President, and Nouri al-Maliki, what details do we know?
Well, we know this. We know who he spoke to. He spoke with Nouri al-Maliki, but he also spoke with the president of the Kurdish region, Mossad Barzani, as well as the speaker of the Iraqi parliament. And when you look at the readout of this call, you see a consistent message coming from the administration. That is him saying that they talk about potential military assistance for Iraqi security forces, but always coupled with a political component. He says he was very direct with Maliki, saying that, you know, this will have to be paired with Maliki reaching out to the other minorities, the Sunnis and the Kurds there, so that he's acting on behalf of Iraq as a whole, Iraqis as a whole, and not just the Shiite majority, of which Maliki is a member as well. And it's interesting because we also heard today from General David Petraeus, of course, who was commander in Iraq, the architect of the surge 2007, 8, 9, that rescued Iraq from its last march till civil war. And he had a similar message in his comments in London saying, warning against military involvement in Iraq unless it has a political component, unless it is in conjunction with an Iraqi government that is acting on behalf of all of its people and not just one minority there.